Welcome back to Computers 2K7 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Let's go to the phone and talk with Mike Torrey. Mike, you're in Raleigh? You're in Raleigh?
I am. I'm here in Raleigh, right in your backyard.
Well, I don't understand why they said that you had to call.
You'd have been welcome to come to the studio.
Yeah, I would have came in. If I even knew this was 850 The Buzz, I would actually came in, absolutely. I didn't know it was the same network, so I would have been there in a heartbeat.
I thought you were going to say, if you knew this was 850 The Buzz, you'd have never called us.
No. Big fan. Listen to Adam Goldberg all the time in the morning, so enjoy it. Yeah.
Well, all right, so you are the East Region Small and Mid-Market Solution, and man, this is too long.
Yeah, it is way too long.
Is there an acronym to it?
Yeah, there should be, right? We call it SMS&P, of course, with Microsoft, right? So there's an acronym for everything. But the net of it is I manage the bits and bytes team within our East Region. So the guys and girls that know, you know, obviously the technical depth of our products and solutions and actually go and evangelize with our partners and customers.
Evangelize.
Oops, speaking of evangelize, do you know Brian Hitney?
No, I don't know Brian, no.
He's the Southeastern, the Carolinas developer evangelist for Microsoft.
Oh, yes, okay.
You're talking with Jim Duffy.
A Microsoft MVP.
Yeah.
There you go. How you doing, Jim?
Good. Just peachy. It'd been great to have you in the studio today.
Next time, I will definitely throw this out there. If you guys have other products and technologies you want to talk about,
Absolutely. We'll talk about it.
But today
we want to know about unified communications.
Awesome.
What is it?
Let's start there. It's an exciting time, I think. When we look at unified communications, today unified communications is going to break down today's communication silos I think we all experience today in our day-to-day, whether it's voice, messaging, video, and web. Instead, make it really easy and efficient for the people to reach the people you need, right, with the network and devices and applications that you already use today. I think if you kind of take a step back and look at the communications world, it's really split into two, and I think we all experience this in our day-to-day life. It's split between the telephone and the things we do with that telephone, whether it's mobile or on land, and obviously with the computer. And this split exists because most real-time communications like phone and voicemail depend on one network. And then you take that same challenge with an asynchronous communication like email, and it depends on a whole separate and incompatible network. So trying to bring these communications, you know, these splits today that happen are causing a lot of pain, right, with customers and partners and companies, and it's costing a lot. Right. I mean, just think about how hard is it today, right, to start a three-way conference call on a phone today. I could tell you in my past life, very challenging. And so this happens today quite frequently. So, you know, around computers, we want to check email, but we can't check voicemail. And there's enormous a cost to purchasing, maintaining, and upgrading these really complex infrastructures. And really around Microsoft's vision, it's really uniting these existing communication systems and tools with software. And that's why we're excited about this opportunity.
So all it is like an operator in a box?
That's what we're trying to think about, right? So instead of putting devices in place, we're going to use software to make it happen. That's right.
Interesting. So why is it so important now why is the launch so significant? So
yeah, I think, you know, why it is significant, I think, you know, for a couple factors. I mean, if you look at, you know, today's world, you know, especially businesses are more global and probably more mobile than ever. I mean, everyone's got a mobile device today. People are doing more away from their actually offices than they are then. And as a result, this communication and collaboration demands have absolutely increased. I mean, in order to be successful, you know, and more efficient in product, you know, and as far as productivity, you know, we want people want to be connected, right, and collaborate real time, whether it's remote locations, you're at a Starbucks, and having that same rich user experience, or if you're actually in a home office. You know, I can tell you today, I mean, I traveled over about 12,000 miles since July and just traveling out there, engaging with customers and partners, and be able to communicate no matter where I'm at, no matter what device, in a real-time fashion is phenomenal. I think we've all experienced this voicemail jail, right, where you know, we go back and forth, and we say, voicemail, you're it, tag, you're it, and you go back and forth in this, and by able to see the people that are available by devices and engage and work in a more rich, collaborative way, it absolutely is going to save time for organizations and businesses around the world.
Okay, so I want to understand now. Am I going to be able to go to a store and see a box on the shelf that says Unified Communications by Microsoft? Or is that an idea?
No, it's not even really it's an idea, and it's obviously not going to be a one kind of product type scenario. This week we did officially announce, our chairman Bill Gates did announce Microsoft's next generation of communications of software and services. And really, it's a new set of technologies that's going to use the power of software. And I think that's really the differentiator and why we're excited around that. That's going to bring and complete this convergence that's going on in the communications world with messaging, voice, video, across the applications and devices we use today. And with software being at that core, we feel we could bring together this email, instant messaging, conferencing technologies, and again, be able to connect anywhere and everywhere with customers, partners, in our day-to-day work.
So what does a business need in order to take advantage of this?
Yeah, in regards to, taking advantage today, it really kind of starts off, within, and again, there's products today, and we tell customers and partners, there's really a stepping stone to unified communications today. Most customers today are using Microsoft Exchange messaging, which is our email product that we serve today, and Active Directory, which is the directory that we use as far as, contacts and availability and presence information. And those two components are really the stepping stone. So really you want that kind of presence and messaging within your environment. And most of our customers have these tools today. And then it's kind of taking that next step and looking at voice. And we have a set of products around that starts integrating and bringing that together within your environment. And that starts off with Office Communications Server 2007. And then our new Communicator 2007, which is our instant messaging software. And then you start evolving, and that's where it starts getting to the web and video conferencing. Where you think about live meeting. Live meetings are a web conferencing tool that we use and customers are using. And then we are introducing a new device into the market called Microsoft Roundtable. And this is a really cool and exciting new technology. Basically, it is voice conferencing and video conferencing out of the box. You could take this device and be able to set up a conference call. It's a device you put right in the middle and be able to take a 360-degree kind of panoramic view of the technology, of the people in the room, right? And through our voice and speech recognition, as you engage conferencing, you can all do this through a laptop and conference call setup. So again, kind of really bringing that rich experience of collaboration to the forefront of organizations, because we're all dealing with it today.
So it will, you have to have Exchange in order to use it.
That's the first step. Exchange and Active Directory. And the great thing is people have and made this investment in software today. So it's not a rip and replace kind of mentality. We have PBXs, and our software actually integrate with the PBXs today, and we've been doing a number of partnerships that customers and partners are reading about today with Nortel and Ericsson and Telme, and there's a lot of great partnerships we're doing on the voice side of things because we do want organizations to realize it's not a rip and replace to get to where you need to be today. It's absolutely an integration approach and collaboration, and software is going to be the base of that.
Okay, so if it's a small office with 10 people and they don't have a server and they don't use Exchange, they cannot take advantage of this. It's not, there is
not
no,
today.
Okay. I mean,
that's correct.
Later on?
Go ahead.
Later on? I mean, is it going to
be?
Sure,
we are thrown out right now. I think in the next term with our Exchange 2000 hosted services, mm-hmm. small business organizations will absolutely be able to take advantage of this. Absolutely.
Nice.
Cool. It just means that people can find you all the time.
That's the funny thing is that, like, if you've seen my setup today, I'm a mobile, obviously mobile and travel a lot. I've got Communicator on my mobile phone. I've got a new voice over IP phone that we're using in an organization that's built by Microsoft. You're right. You can get connected anywhere, and the ability, I'll have multiple devices ringing at once sometimes. But the reality is it's really trying to find that person. And again, through our presence, you could tell whether that person's online, offline, are they in a meeting, are they actually away from their desk. And by understanding that, you just work more efficiently in an organization. And you can actually, we're seeing the productivity on our end, on just day to day. I cancel my phone subscription through Time Warner. I don't need a phone anymore from my home office. I'm using all communicator to communicator, so voice over IP through my laptop most of the time, right? As long as you've got a great connection, which everybody's got the broadband and wireless today, it really is amazing. You can work anytime, anywhere, and it's really exciting on my end. I'm seeing a difference in me. I know customers today, We've got over 150 customers today that are engaging and using our unified communication technologies, and they're absolutely realizing the benefits and value.
Mike, I actually work for Nortel, and I've used now the our unified communication software at home for a couple of years, and it's just amazing the convenience. We've used the Microsoft Outlook client.
Yes.
And I know we're really excited about the integration and pulling it into the core services of Exchange and OCS.
Yeah, it's just, it really is an exciting time. And I think, you know, it's tough over the radio to paint this vision of what it looks like. But it really does. And obviously with the great partnerships we have with Nortel, you know, we are bringing it to life. This is not a concept. It's happening today in the field. People are realizing it today using their existing infrastructure and software. And again, most people are using Outlook today, a very familiar client look and feel. And it's just taking that user experience and presence technology throughout your day-to-day activities. And for someone mobile like me and organizations that are consultants and traveling around the world, I mean, I've got a little webcam on my laptop. I got a wireless band network with Verizon. I could sit up and have a two-way, three-way conferencing chat, you know, with my team, work real-time on proposals, and customer information, and be able to get out the door, you know, in less than no time. So those types of things is so, I mean, when you start experiencing and using this, you can absolutely see the dollar signs and actually where you can save that time and reduce those costs within organizations. It is phenomenal. It really is.
Where are those dollar signs?
Yeah. did you say at times you have like two or three different phones ringing at one time?
Well, you could have it set up that way, absolutely. And again, it's just a presence chat, right? Depending
virtual
on where you're
phone.
At, people will find it. Absolutely. It's
fortunately,
absolutely.
I know that my software skill set in my head, I could, it'd take a little bit of work, but I know I could ignore two or three phones at one time if I had to. I could. I know
if
I
you
could.
Had to.
I know
yeah,
I could.
And let's be real, we're a multitasking society today, right? So let's not kid ourselves. IM's going on, communication, we're working on a document. I've got about 15 screens opened up at one time, so it absolutely is.
It used to be that when there was someone you didn't want to talk to, first they'd ring your desk phone, then you'd bring your mobile phone, and then you get a chat.
That's
now it all happens at once.
As long as that presence says you're online and you're available, right?
Well, you see, Jim, you asked the question about that. You can always be found.
Yes, you can.
And you noticed how Mike answered like everybody else. You know, you can always find out where such and such is. You can always do the. You never think about. Everybody can always find out where I am, what I'm doing, where I am. You know, all that stuff. It's you never think about it affecting you,
right?
But it's always helping you find others,
right? And
so
unfortunately,
amazing.
My standard line, I was out of town that week. I swear I had nothing to do with it. I was in the Bahamas.
Yes,
that may not fly anymore because they can find me.
That's so right. The good and the bad of this information society we live in.
So what implications does this unified communication have on the local business community?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's tremendous opportunities around this today. And again, it really goes back to, you know, the challenges that these organizations might be experiencing. I mean, part of it, you know, of why it's going to take off and the value behind this within the communities is one part is Moore's Law, right? The computers and devices are getting faster, smaller, and even more powerful. So I think you have that trend going on today, and it's continuing evolving, especially in the last 10 years if you look at how the mobile phone, just that device itself, has changed and grown. And then I think you've got really, you know, the change in the business landscape. You know, one in regards work, you know, workers are increasingly more mobile and global today. You know, about 20% of our emails, statistic came from Harris Group. 20% of our emails, you know, there's an increase in emails, say over 20%, that are received on your mobile devices. And then there's just, you know, that second factor of the technology is more advanced. I mean, the networks are more capable of handling these more types of media, everything from voice and video. The processing is getting faster and cheaper. Companies are deploying PCs. Everybody's mobile. So you've got these two factors and trends going on today. And I think that the market's ripe. And so for local, you know, business owners and users, at the end of the day, it's you know, how do I resolve these business issues faster, right? How do I get to my customers faster?
Mm-hmm.
How am I more quick to market? I think that's an area. Sharing real-time sensitive information. So, again, you know, how can I collaborate with partners and customers? And folks around, you know, around my company, whether I'm in remote locations, and again, be able to set that up and work in a real-time fashion, absolutely is going to increase that team productivity and the information and time sensitivity that you can get to market. And then it's really just the reduction of infrastructure. So again, you think about the PBXs you have in your environment. You think about the telephony integration that needs to go on. The few, you know, even just fewer one-line emails, right? How many do we got these emails that said, hey, you in? Call me. Yes, call me back. And you go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth on email, where if I could see that presence, that person's available, we'll just pick up the phone. Let's have a chat real quick.
I think it
eliminates that multiple IM account. You know, eliminates those multiple voicemail accounts. I've got my voicemail on my phone. I've got my voicemail on my mobile phone. You know, why can't I receive my emails and voice faxes and everything on my device and be able to take action right then and there? So I think, you know, customers, they start looking at the cost of their infrastructure and to maintain these two complex infrastructure and be able to unite this with software. I think you actually really do see the value and the business value it can deliver and the impact it would have on the local economy with partners that are either resellers of Microsoft and partnerships like we have with Nortel, or even customers today that are challenging and having this problem in maintaining that infrastructure moving forward.
I like the smart tags.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter what form factor you're working off of. You know, again, I could see that, Harmon, you're online. Great. Let's get into a conversation. We go from an instant message to now I could set that instant message into a web conference, and now you and I are working collaboratively through our video and voice on working on a document real time to make those changes so we can get back to that customer as opposed to you call me, I call you. We try to figure out what day. Let's open up Outlook. Let's try to find, you know, email. What day works for you? And again, you could just see how this, you know, this time lag absolutely does happen in our day-to-day lives.
All right, Mike. We're coming to the end of the segment.
Okay.
So thanks for calling.
No, thank you for having me.
And we need to do it again. Seriously, and if you're in Raleigh, yeah, next time we'll have you up here.
We got the new Windows Server launch coming out. We've got our SQL Server launch and Visual Studio launch.
Okay, good.
Maybe that's the next segment we could talk about virtualization and all the other fun topics.
We'll keep you busy.
We love to try software too.
Hey, well, good thing. That's easy. We can make that happen.
All right.
Cool.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, and I look forward to further discussions.
Same here. Take care.
Have a great
day. Bye-bye. And we'll be right back after this.